Sitting on Main Street in Crossville, Tennessee, is a historic jewel, the Palace Theater. Today, we have Melina Alderman, Palace Theater Administrator, to discuss the history, upcoming events, and the future of the theater. Welcome, Melina. It's so nice to meet you today.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to meet you, too. Nice to be here.
I am I'm excited. Off mic, I was saying I love old theaters. I've spent my whole life working in theater, and I have been to the Palace a few times, and I was quite struck with what a beautiful theater is.
We love it. It is a gorgeous, wonderful success story of what people can do when they put their minds to it and they won't give up.
So. I think that's fantastic because I mean, it breaks my heart when you'll see an old theater, one that pops to mind is in Sparta, that beautiful old theater
that
and they tore part of it down.
Yes.
And it just breaks my heart because, the Palace is a perfect example of what you can do with a little will.
Yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
A little money.
Exactly. And some the tenacity of the people that were there is just it's a testament to what can be done.
Now, how long have you been working with the Palace Theater as an administrator?
So I've been there about 3.5 years now.
Okay.
So not very long, but long enough to see the value in it and make some changes to make sure that we are going to be there for another 87 years.
Yeah. So is that how long it's been there?
It has. So it opened in 1938. It was a movie theater,
right?
And it was really something spectacular for little tiny rural Crossville.
I can't imagine.
Some of the pictures that I've seen show our beautiful limestone courthouse,
mm-hmm.
and then we had the old, which is the war museum now,
right?
And then you have that beautiful Palace Theater, and then dirt roads, and that was about it. So it was spectacular, but it was a man named Bill Garrison came along. And he had been to Chicago and saw what could be done, and so he did a lot of things in Crossville that we've discovered that he was just quite the man that helped build what we are now. And then it was kind of part of the movie theater push, mm-hmm. The studios push to get movies into rural America.
Sure.
So we were there for about 40 years as the only movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then we opened the Capri Twin so you could see one of two movies, which was,
right.
That was amazing. But it closed its doors in 1978, like a lot of places downtown. It was shuttered, and people weren't coming downtown. There was no reason to drop the kids off and go grocery shopping. You could go to the big box stores and the bigger, newer places. So it sat there. And
just around the corner, too, you had the Cumberland County Playhouse, which was drawing audiences.
Yes, exactly. So and really, it just, it fell out of favor.
Right.
That was when downtown just was not, people didn't see the value in it anymore.
Yeah.
And so the city bought the building in the early 90s. It was named on the National Register of Historic Places right around that same time. But they really didn't know what to do with it. What do you do with the building with broken windows and the stone falling off and the roof caving in?
Yeah.
So initially they talked about tearing it down. We should be, a parking garage right now.
Yeah.
But we had some just really forward-thinking, committed business leaders and citizens that formed a group called Downtown Crossville Incorporated. They started fundraising. And they were those little gnats that just won't bug you, but in a good way.
You need people with that. You're right. Tenacity, I think, was
absolutely,
the word you used.
Absolutely. So they raised the money. They got grants. And they realized quickly that it wasn't going to be enough to just the theater itself. So they bought the building next door, which was originally a doctor's office. And those plans, of course, cost more money.
Right.
So in late 99... city council voted 3-2 to tear the palace down. And to me, that's just, that was just gut wrenching to see that headline in the newspapers. But, I've got the scrapbook of one of the ladies that was on there and the next headline, just a few days later, they changed someone's mind. And the headline was one vote changes and council votes 3-2 to save the palace.
Oh, my goodness. So. That's so exciting. The palace has been saved, and now we're going to find out how it's come back. So, Melina, you were talking about the fact that the Palace Theater was saved from the possibility of being torn down. And it was this 1999, did you say?
Yeah, in 2000, I think it was February of 2000, the changed vote came along. So they voted 3-2 to save the palace.
Wow. Okay.
And well, everyone went to work at that point. They had volunteer stonemasons. They had volunteers from the prison that came up to help. Mm-hmm. Students, lots and lots of volunteers, and reopened in late 2001.
Okay.
And so they got to work and didn't let any grass grow under their feet.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah. So we reopened as a community theater and have been open ever since.
Wow. So what are some of the events that have gone on over the years?
We were up until this past year, Cumberland County High School, the Jet Theatrics there, which was a longstanding tradition from the Crabtree days. Mm-hmm. They came and did their biannual events. They now have a new auditorium. We're really sad to see them go, but we were there for them.
But good for them to have an auditorium.
Fantastic for them. We have done lots of community fundraisers. We still do those. We've got beauty pageants and variety shows and that sort of thing. But we've also hosted some really big names. Mm-hmm. Lee Greenwood, Sammy Kershaw, Gene Watson is a favorite of everyone. Rhonda Vincent is coming back in late October. We had Little Texas there. We had mm-hmm. a blues guitarist named Eric Gales, a Grammy Award winning blues guitarist. We've had a lot of big names, and we will continue that tradition as we go along. But we're kind of a mesh of locals, but we also are becoming more of a regional draw.
That's great.
Are seeing the value of just the acoustics of the building and also that intimate setting.
Yeah, I'll bet. I think about, I have performed quite a lot at the Bijou Theater in downtown Knoxville.
Love the Bijou.
That was really, that was kind of my home away from home when I first moved to Tennessee.
Yes.
With the theater company. And I still go back and I see stuff there. And yeah, it's that warmness
intimate,
and
yes.
those acoustics and just the feeling. I imagine they're similar.
Yes, yeah.
Now, do you have balconies?
We do. We've got a balcony with 80 seats
okay.
there. That's that. Some people, that is their favorite place to be. They say the acoustics there are the best.
Oh, I'll bet. That's so neat. So, so when you guys, you know, as you began the process, you must have gotten new seats and new drapes technical equipment.
Yeah,
and,
but of course, this was, you know, almost 25 years ago.
Right.
So everything new is now, since I got there, it's not so new.
Right.
But we did. We had donated seats. Some of the seats in the balcony are from a Regal Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fantastic. It was great. They did a lot of work. It was a lot of volunteer labor. Crossville Ceramics had donated the tile. So we were a real community effort. Now, 25 years later, you know, we're starting to see that, okay, it's been a while.
Yeah, theaters so always need upkeep.
They need
sure
some
do.
Upkeep. So since I've been there, we have replaced our sound system. We've replaced the stage lighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have painted the entire auditorium. It's not the blue anymore.
Right.
Some people are not real happy with me about that. But but we have gone back to being a movie theater again, mm-hmm. because our movie theater closed. So
I saw that.
So
in fact, I was really hoping to get up. I think it was last year you were showing a series of horror movies.
Yes.
And I am a horror movie, just a nut for horror movies.
Well, I will pass along our new October
okay,
movie schedule.
Good.
I'll hot off the press. I'll give that to you before I leave. But yeah, so in order to do that, you have to really get the theater dark.
Yeah.
And we were very light colors, and it was really hard to get the theater dark. So we're able to do that now.
Cool.
So we've done that, and this upcoming year we are going to be replacing the seats and the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a lot of work. The foundation is there, but we're trying to build on that for the future of the palace.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Yeah, these theaters, they need a lot of tender, loving care.
They do.
And you know, every few years, you do have to face Okay. I mean, look at how long it took them to get the new seats up at Cumberland County Playhouse.
Exactly, yes.
And you know, it was hugely expensive and all that other stuff.
Yes,
but,
yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, I want you to tell us, Milena, about what is coming up. And we'll be right back. So as the Palace Theater has become, you know, and I love the reference to it as a historic jewel. It's right there in the heart of Crossville, Tennessee. People are very familiar with it. What's coming up for the Palace Theater, Milena?
So we have got, as always, a mixture of a little bit of everything. We've discovered that tribute bands are wonderful. People love those. So we've got Forever Abbey Rhodes coming up in October.
Nice.
They're one of our favorites. Piano Man, I'm really excited about that. That's a tribute to Elton John and Billy Joel.
That's great.
We've got a tribute to Motown. So we're covering the bases. We're also, we've got Rhonda Vincent, who is bluegrass. She's a staple in bluegrass. We've got a concert pianist. Thomas Pandolfi is coming. We do have the country group Thompson Squared.
Mm-hmm.
We are about to put that ticket link out, so that's coming. A tribute to Stone Temple Pilots. That's
wow.
About that. I don't know about that. And then
that'd be pretty awesome.
That's going to be different.
And you know what? And you want to bring some younger audience
in too,
absolutely, to get used to going there.
Absolutely. And then the 77 Experience will round out our November. That one's going to be sold out. So
okay.
who knew that there was so much good music in 1977? But that's going to be great. But we also have a full October Halloween movie schedule. Full. So. If we don't have an event going on, we will have a movie going on.
Oh, sweet. So, I am determined. There were a couple, I thought some of the way that you, when I was looking at some of the films from last fall and the sort of the grouping of double, triple features, I
right.
thought some of them were just brilliant.
Awesome.
So I will get up there this year for
good,
sure.
Good. Well, we will welcome you. Our movie tickets, as always, are $5.
Oh, and that's amazing.
You know, so we're trying to keep it affordable, and that's something that just the city has decided to do more as a community service and to benefit the community than to make money. So
that's fantastic.
That's what we will continue
to
do.
And I will say, because you know I live in a community here in Cookeville that supports the beautiful Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
You know, big kudos to the City Council of Crossville, Tennessee, for realizing the value of this beautiful place that you can bring communities together.
Yes.
To enjoy, whether it's music. I mean, tribute bands are awesome.
They're fantastic.
We love their music.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great voices singing the good music, and it's cheap. So, you know, I think it's the best of every world. So
that's fantastic.
We've enjoyed every show we've had.
And perhaps some theater in the future, maybe?
Some theater in the future. We have a couple of people who would like to bring us some, you know, some theater. And Bryce from the Playhouse is a very dear friend of mine. We've talked about collaborating on some things. We just both need to slow down.
About 30 years ago,
I won't. Yeah.
I don't want to say how old we all are.
No, we won't. We won't talk about that. But yeah, but we both have to slow down at some point and be able to actually, you know, plan some things.
Right.
But we work really together. The arts community in Crossville is fantastic, and we all work very well together. Just lifting each other up and supporting each other in all that we do.
Oh, I think that's so fantastic. And I'm so glad that we've met because, you know, I do think there are a number of theater folks here in town that might like to go on the road a little bit.
Yeah, Tim.
And you guys are so close.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Just come on up.
That's fantastic. So you mentioned having the historic Palace Theater around for another 87 years. What are some of the things, just as far as building up audiences and stuff like that, that you're trying to do?
Well, my goal, personally, my goal is for us to become a regional draw.
Okay.
We have got such a great venue, but we have seen that people will come from Nashville to see us.
Yeah.
And to see the acts that we have there. And that's my goal, is to continue for us to be a regional draw. Because if they come see us, they're also seeing our beautiful downtown. They're seeing our restaurants.
Yep.
They're seeing the Playhouse.
We have so many new restaurants.
We have some
just
fantastic,
popping up,
yes.
Plus some classic ones that have been up
yes.
there forever and
yeah.
are still great.
We have a lot of unique things that we just, you know, if they're coming to see us, they're coming to see those. And right. that just helps the tourism development for the town.
Where can people go online to find out more about the
they
Palace
can go,
Theater?
They can go to our website, which is palacetheater-crossville.com, and that's theater with an R-E. We mm-hmm. were spelled the old English way.
I love that.
And we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. So, you know, follow all those. And they can always email me at palace@crossvilletn.gov, and I can help out in any way I can.
I have had the pleasure of talking with Melina Alderman of the Palace Theater in Crossville, Tennessee. Melina, thank you so much, and the best of luck in all incredible endeavors at the Palace Theater.